And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, it's time for us to get the top 10 underway. How's it going? I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is not in studio this week. Just me counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That's all right. Still bringing you the charts and having fun doing it. We're now into the national top 10. And Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, just in case you didn't know, published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. Those reviews include, as I look at the website right now, Livingston, Sharon Van Eaton, The Souls, and many more. So head on over there, check out that website. Really great website. You can also catch up with us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please reach out to us and we will do that. And we did it in the first hour of the program. Mike Farrell chatting with us from about his project, International Zombies of Love. And you heard a song from that album as well, from their newest release. So it's that easy. Make sure to contact us. Coming up, your top 10 plus, Stephen Karlick's going to join me again for a little bit more and music news. And he also has his song pick of the week. So look forward to that. And we have the top 10, including two entrances into the top 10, and very high entrance indeed. It is at number 8, Cold Specs entering the charts, and at number 5, Jenny Lewis entering the charts. So we're going to hear from them in a little bit, and it's all going to kick off with a favorite to this show. And we've talked to one of the band members of this band very often, quite frequently. It's PS I Love You. In at number 10 this week, up from 14 the week before. The album For Those Who Stay, you're going to hear a song called Advice, and advice is exactly what they'll give you. At number 9, down from number 5 the week before, is Cousins, the album called The Halls of Wickwire. You're going to hear a song called Body, and then at number 8, as I've been saying, Cold Specs entering the charts. Bodies at Bay is the name of the album. That's also the name of the track you're going to hear. Sounds like a little bit of a theme, right? I'm going to give you some advice. Your body, Bodies at Bay. I don't know what Bodies at Bay has to do with anything about advice, but maybe it means take a load off. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, here it is, kicking it all off at number 10. P.S. I Love You. The song is Advice. Stick around. There's more in the way. It's the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Shot 20. Number 8.
Keep the bodies at bay, gun the house. Keep the bodies at bay, gun the house. Darling, all my love waits before it festers. Like a band. We turn our heads, we don't look back. Never could thrill or enthrall you. Darling, all my love will age before it's breathless, but still wrapped in light. Caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. But who am I to complain?
That was Bodies at Bay, Cold Specs, in at number 8 this week, the album of the same title as the track, Bodies at Bay. And before that, down from 5 to 9 this week, Cousins, The Halls of Wickwire, and the song called Body. And in at number 10 this week, up from number 14 the week before, PS I Love You, For Those Who Stay. That's what kicked off the program. We've got more music to bring your way, and also, as I've been talking about, Stephen Karlick is going to be joining me in just a few minutes to chat about some more music news that he's got. And Brian Cleveland and I normally doing this show together, but Brian is out this week, and it is the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show, and the charts come from earshot-online.com. So if you haven't gone to that website, make sure to head over there and check it out. I'm Anthony Edmond, of course, and coming up, I am going to let you know what is in at number 7 this week, and that is Owen Pallett dropping one spot from number 6 last week, the album called In Conflict. You're going to hear a song called The Secret 7. Coming up after that, in the number 6 spot is Jack White, up 4 spots from number 10 the week before, the album called Lazaretto, and the song, The Black Bat Licorice. I always hated black licorice, but this song is pretty groovy, so it's kind of turned me on to it, at least the idea of it. Here we go, The Secret 7, that is your number 7 this week, and stick around, there's more on the way, it's the Earshot 20.
Good. stop my tongue and let you hold on to it for me, cause without my skull to amplify my sounds, it might get boring. Widow of the staircase with atomic clock precision, and the phases of the moon directing all of my decisions like this. I play dumb like Columbo and get my feelings hurt and move to New York like I'm Dumbo. Don't you want to lose the part of the brain that has opinions, to not even know what you are doing or care about yourself or your species in the billions? But it will do no good.
That was the Black Bat Licorice, Jack White, in at number 6 this week, the album titled Lazaretto, and in before that, The Secret 7 at number 7 this week is Owen Pallett. Second hour of the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, now the top 10. Brian Cleveland out this week, I'm in solo, but I'm joined on the phone, and it is a pleasure to talk to Stephen Karlick every week. We've got more music news to bring you in this hour of the program, and it's happening right now, and it's going to kick off with an announcement for Leonard Cohen. And I just want to say, I recently saw a book about Leonard Cohen, and it was a younger Leonard Cohen, and I thought, you know who could play him in a movie? Adam Sandler.
That's true, actually. They don't look entirely dissimilar.
No, it's kind of got a bit of a look. But anyway, right now, they don't need to make a movie about him because he's still living and he's going to put out something new, and you're going to tell us about that LP.
I am. So it's been 2 years since Leonard Cohen put out his Old Ideas LP, but he now has a new one coming out just a few days after his 80th birthday. So definitely something to celebrate. A booklet at a Leonard Cohen event in 2014, held annually in Dublin. A booklet at that event announced the album saying, quote, "Leonard has worked hard on his next studio album of entirely new songs. He asked me to let you know that Popular Problems," that's the name of the album, "will be out at the end of September, shortly after his 80th birthday." Rolling Stone reached out to Jarkko Aryatsolo, an accountant who runs Cohen's website and also wrote the fan booklet. He explained that he received words of the album, quote, directly from Leonard, and also said, quote, "There are no tour plans. We are now looking forward to a great new studio album." It's also worth noting that Amazon France has listed the album with a September 22nd release date. That is a Monday, so it would probably be out the 23rd in North America, if all goes according to plan.
Right, because, you know, right now they release albums on Tuesdays.
Yes, they do.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that. And as always, stuff from Leonard Cohen, always great. Moving on now, we'll talk about something very East Coast. Mo Kenny has been working with Joel Plaskett and is ready to release a sophomore album.
Yes, more new album news. This time, like you said, from Maritime songwriter Mo Kenny. Her new album will be out September 30th through Pheromone and New Scotland Records. The album is called In My Dreams. This one was made, again, in close collaboration with Joel Plaskett. This time around, the pair have mixed things up by adding more classic rock influences to Kenny's folksy singer-songwriter material. Press release notes that, quote, "beautiful, harmonious melodies embrace edgier rock undertones." Kenny herself said in a statement, quote, "it's definitely bigger sonically. I see it as different lyrically, too. I'm quite private, and I used to be a little cryptic to protect myself, but I've been writing more honestly lately, and this record is definitely honest." A track list for the album can be found at exclaim.ca. You can also hear her new track, Telephones, a poppy rock number that documents a floundering relationship. But yeah, definitely, if you're a fan of her, you should be ready for that one on September 30th.
Yeah, Mo Kenny, really good. I had the opportunity to see Mo Kenny and Joel Plaska perform at Imperial Theater in St. John. So these guys, really great, and look forward to that album for sure. All right, one more story to bring you before we round out this portion of the conversation. We'll move on after that to Stephen's Song Pick of the Week. And that is news about Tokyo Police Club and them expanding their Canadian tour.
Yes, as most will know, they have Tokyo Police Club have a new album out in Forcefield, which came out earlier this year in March. And now they're hitting the road in earnest, doing a pretty lengthy tour, which includes a number of dates in Canada. The freshly announced batch of dates will take Tokyo Police Club through Canada's western half in November. They also have stops across the prairies and many in British Columbia. All the newly added dates are with Said the Whale and a lot with Pack AD as well. They've released a new remix called Hot Tonight by Togetherness, which you can hear online. You can also see all the dates, which include one in Toronto, as well as Halifax, Winnipeg, Regina, Lethbridge, Kelowna, Whistler, Victoria, two dates in Vancouver, one in Kamloops, Nelson, and then back across into Edmonton for two dates, Calgary and Saskatoon. So tons of dates coming up. If you live in Canada on the western half of it, definitely check online to see when they're stopping by your burg.
Great news. And of course, you mentioned the East Coast date. If folks are listening to this on the East Coast, you can see them at the Halifax Pop Explosion, which is in October. And you can also check them out online. All the tour dates there, exclaim.ca. Stephen, as always, it's a pleasure to chat, and we'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
This week, it has got to be a new single from a singer called Lowell. She is a Toronto native. It was just signed to Arts and Crafts, on which she released her latest EP. Her LP is coming out in September, on September 16th. It's called We Loved Her Dearly. Before that, you can hear her new single, I Love You Money. It is a little slice of pop gold. It's very catchy. It's very fun. And you're going to hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Radio. Extra.
No, not yet.
Money, woo! Money, hey! Hey, hey!
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring White Lung, Morrissey, Jenny Lewis, Tanya Tagak, Robin and Royksopp, Grays, How to Dress Well, Mastodon, Absol, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
When I met you, you were just a boy. And you were tongue-tied and wearing corduroy. When you kissed me, I was so annoyed, 'cause I was already gone. Call up your girlfriends, let's go out tonight. We're gonna drink ourselves some burgundy wine. Talk all about how we've saved the date. I can't believe I'm getting married in May. I could love you forever. I could love you forever. I could love you forever. I could love you till in the daisy age, and we wore peace signs as the riots blazed. When we candy flipped, we'd stay out too late, 'cause we were already gone. Call up your girlfriends, let's go out tonight.
I could love you forever.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
That was Face Down, White Lung, in at number 4 this week, up from number 9 last week, the album titled Deep Fantasy. And before that, you heard Love You Forever, Jenny Lewis, making a debut on the charts at number 5, and the album titled The Voyager. And in before that was Stephen's Song Pick of the Week, Lowell, I Love You Money was the name of the track. If you dug that, you should head on over to exclaim.ca and see all the other great stuff that they have. Just want to take a minute here and give you a rundown. Don't have a lot of information on these albums, but wanted to bring you up to speed as to what's entering the charts below the National Top 50, of which we count down, because we do get these charts from the National Top 50, and that comes from earshot-online.com. Number 46, Hagface. At number 45, The Zags, both Canadian bands. At number 40, The Witches. At number 39, FKA Twigs. Number 37, The Muffs. At number 34, another Canadian band, Shimmering Stars. Number 33, a new one from Morrissey. At number 31, The Extremists, another Canadian release. Lots of Canadian stuff entering the charts. At number 28, The Reverend Rambler, also Canadian, and another Canadian artist, the Mozart Sisters, in at number 5, and that rounds out what's coming into the charts that's brand new. So all of that stuff, or at least some of it, you may hear from in the coming weeks. So keep your ears peeled for that. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Another countdown done for another week, and it's all going to kick off with our number 3. Are you ready for this? Sticking steady at number 3, it's The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer with an album titled A Real Fine Mess, and the song is called Feel Me Now. I'm Anthony Edmond, counting down the National Top 20 for you. It's your number 3 right now. I'll be back one more time to wrap it all up for you, so stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Feel me now. maybe a little too
Number 1.
And that was Medicine Man by Monomyth in at number one this week, again holding steady from the week before with their album titled Saturnalia Regalia. In at number two was Always, up from number four the week before, their album self-titled and the song called Atop a Cake. And in before that, to round out that set, was The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer, a song called Feel Me Now, and they are at number three, staying steady from the week before. That does it for the countdown. I'm Anthony Edmond, and normally joined by Brian Cleveland. He's out this week, counting down always the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we do it every week from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, campus and community radio station here in the city. We record and the show broadcasts on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then it's sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find us online at radioforall.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in, and join us next week for another great countdown, interviews, and loads more. Stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.